see, 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 see.
Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, brothers and sisters, I cannot live no other way. Good morning, praise the Lord, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is in between a rock and a hard place. In between a rock and a hard place. Our scripture comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 9 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to not miss one powerful episode of Morning Motivation with me. Tune in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldefire.com. If you miss it live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, feeldefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation, and we will text the recording link straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to 33222, you will receive a confirmation text and you will be able to forward the text to share the teaching with others. Well, all of that information, more about me, video sermons, and the ability to send me a message to pray for you is available on my website at feeldefire.com. That is FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 9 through 14, reading from the KJV. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pahairoth, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Can't you just imagine this, brothers and sisters? And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of this word. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me now. In between a rock and a hard place. Have you ever been in between a rock and a hard place? A catch 22. At a fork in the road, a crossroads, a dilemma, a place where you cannot move forward or backward productively nor progressively. You know, that time and place where you feel like you are hedged in, the walls are closing in around you, and that there is no way of escape. Some people at this point in time resort to illegality. They resort to a depravity of mind. They resort sometimes even to taking their own lives because they believe that they have reached a point in life where they are forever and eternally stuck. And the scripture that I just read to you, that is the perspective, a frame of mind, if you will, that the Israelites had. You see, God had utilized Moses to lead them out of captivity, slavery, and bondage, out of the hands of the Egyptians. And now they were at a place where the Red Sea was in front of them, and the Egyptians were pursuing behind them, in between a rock and a hard place. So from their perspective, death was the only out. It was the only resolution, because there was death in front of them. If they would proceed into the Red Sea, they would drown. And there was a violent death behind them, because Pharaoh was pursuing them to get his slaves back. So they began to grumble and complain and say to Moses, "Why did you not just leave us where we were? The captivity and the bondage, the inevitable death under the servitude and slavery of Pharaoh was better than you bringing us out of that, leading us toward a land flowing with milk and honey. In our minds, it just would have been best if you would have let us die where we were than to bring us out here and then get us into a catch-22 at this crossroads where we have no chance at victory nor success." Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? I want to tell you that that is an illusional delusion. So then Moses had to do for them what I'm about to do for you right now. That is to remind them that God was on their side. So that although in the natural realm it appeared that there was no resolution nor answer to their dilemma, that the walls were closing in and that death was imminent, if they would just stand still, then God would deliver them. God chose them. God brought them out. God saw them. God was right there with them. God was not ignoring them, that everything that they were going through was only for his glory. Everything that they were enduring was only that they may see the mighty hand of God move in their lives. Have you ever needed God to move on your behalf, brothers and sisters? So then he said to them, "Look, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God already sees the end before the beginning. So God has already worked this out. Although you cannot imagine, although you cannot conceptualize, although you cannot visualize that nothing is impossible for God, children of Israel, God is still in the miracle working business." That's what I came to say to you today, brothers and sisters. Some of you have been, and some of you are in, and some of you are heading toward your rock and a hard place. This may be in your marriage or relationship. It may be in your church. It may be with your children. It may be sickness in your body. Maybe there is a diagnosis of terminality or impending death. It may be a legal situation. It may be in your finances. It may be your peace of mind. Maybe someone is harassing you or bullying you. Maybe your home is in foreclosure or you can't pay your rent. Maybe your lights are due to be cut off. Maybe your husband or wife is in adultery, or maybe they have walked out on you in between a rock and a hard place. Maybe you are trying to work it out, but you are at your wit's end. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have tithed, you have given offering, you have sought the Lord, you've asked the intercessors to intercede for you, you've taken the high road, you have lived right, or maybe these are circumstances of your own doing, but whatever the situation that led you to this fork in the road, I came to remind you right now that God has not forgotten about you. That God is not ignoring you, that this is an illusional delusion. Now, I'm going back to my psych nursing days, and I'm going to even throw in some of my attorney work right here because I need you to stay with me. An illusion is something that you see that is not really there. And a delusion, D-E-L-U-S-I-O-N, is where you believe a fixed idea despite all evidence to the contrary. The illusion is that you are in between an inescapable rock and hard place. See, naturally, you may really be there, but spiritually, you understand that the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So there really cannot be a place where God cannot deliver you. There really cannot be a place where God cannot bring forth deliverance and breakthrough. There is no place where God is incapable of working miracles in your life. There is no mountain that God cannot move. Do you see what I mean by the illusion? And then the delusion is that you have allowed Satan to come in and bewitch you, to trick you into thinking that God cannot come in and work in this situation despite the evidence in your life of every other situation that he's already worked out. You see, this is not the first time that you've needed God. This is not the first time that you've had to pray. This is not the first time that you felt the walls closing in. This is not the first time that someone has betrayed you or walked out. This is not the first time that you've had illness in your body, nor that you have seen your kids in situations in which you have no human capacity to work out the answer. This is not the first time that you've needed God. And time after time after time after time, God has come through. But despite that evidence being tangible in your life, you're operating into a delusion sent by Satan that this time God can't do it. I remind you, brothers and sisters, that there is no rock in a hard place too hard for God. There is no catch-22 too hard for the master. There is no fork in the road, nor crossroads, nor dilemma. There are no walls which can close in to the point where God cannot come in and deliver you. In between a rock and a hard place, seek the master. Hallelujah. Our time is almost over, so we have to get ready to go into prayer. But I just encourage you even now to begin to praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for God. There is no situation that God cannot answer. What do you need him to do? The rock in the hard place may be impossible for man, but it is never impossible for God. God sees you right now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go into prayer. Just thank him right now. Just begin to worship our Father right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We glorify you today. Father, we honor your name and we just say thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the miracles. In advance, we're praising you. In advance, we're thanking you. There is nothing too hard for you today. Now, Father, I come lifting up all of the brothers and sisters who are listening right now and those whom will listen later, that whatever is going on in their lives, Father, that you send down deliverance. You send down a breakthrough. You work a miracle and you remind them, hallelujah, that there's nothing that they can go through, that you're not right there beside them and able to deliver if they will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, Father, I come in agreement with them for what they've laid before you, and I count it done with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'm going to have to give you our task, and then we're going to have to end because our time has almost run. But I just want you to say, my deliverance is here. Speak it out again. My deliverance is here right now. Just begin to praise the Lord as I give you our task for today. Now, our topic is in between a rock and a hard place. Your task for today is to submit your obstacles, burdens, fears, and needs unto the Lord. Don't doubt and watch him deliver. And do not forget to text MM to phone number 33222 to follow Morning Motivation. And every day at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive the recording link text straight to your phone, so you'll never miss another episode of This Hot Breakfast for Your Soul. I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me at fieldthefire.com FeeldFire.com.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something.